This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Tuesday, March 21st, 2023. Begin Yud Zayin Amud Beis 17b, the first section. It's the black text. We're in the middle of the story. You have this terrible guy. Everyone's afraid of him. He's menacing some Talmid Chacham. They want to put him in Chevron, but they're afraid. So they finally decide they're going to write down the Chevron. They put it in the jug. The Achte, again, top of our page, Be Kivre, and they place it in a kever, right by the cemetery. Ukori Be Alpha Shipure Ba'arba in Yomin. Right, they sound this 1,000 shofar blasts over 40 days. And Azal Abidachi, so they went and they did that. Ka Kada, the Kad, the jug was Pokea, it burst open. Umis Alma, and the guy who was persecuted, the Tamachacham, dropped dead. Right, pays to be nice to your rabbi. Otherwise, God knows what we will do to you. I'm just kidding. My shipure, right? What's the shofar doing there? Why are we using a shofar for this? Shenifra in mimeno, because we are, the guy's getting what's coming to him, he's getting paid back. Right? So nifra, shofar, right? Similar language. My tivara, right? Why should it be right, broken blasts, right, what we call like a trua or a shvarim, as opposed to a tkiya. So Amar Rav Yitzchak, Braid Rav Yitzchak, the son of Yehuda, says, Tavrei Bate Romi, right, that it breaks tall buildings. Right, the English here says that a ostracism can harm and break even the mighty and the tall, and that is this Elam, this guy who thought he was so strong, the Cherem took him out. The Tanya, as we learn in the Braisa, Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Kamachem Shinosu Chachamim Einehem, right, wherever the Chachamim direct their eyes, we have power, beware. Omisa O'oni, either there is death or there is poverty. Okay. So end of that discussion, we had a long kind of digression on the laws of Chayrem. And now we come back to a quote from our Mishnah. So these are people who can shave on Chalamoid. So a Nazir or a Mitzora, a Nazir becomes Tameh, they have to shave, they bring Korbanos. The Mitzora, as part of the purification process, has to shave. Aye, but you can't shave on Chalamoid, but if you're a Nazir or a Mitzora, you're indeed allowed to shave on Chalamoid. So the Gemara has the following question. Rabbi Yirmiyam asked Rabbi Zera, Bishalo hayalahem penai, meaning is that only if the Nazir or the Mitzora did not have time before Yontif to do this, right? Therefore, the only time they have to do it, it comes out, the day of the purification comes out on Chalamoid. O Dilma, or perhaps, even if they did have the time, the shaming of the Mitzora and the Nazir is so important that it'll override Chalamoid even if they had the opportunity to do it before. So Amar Lai, so he says back to him, says Rav Zera to Rav Yirmiya, Tanina, we learned this. Kol Elo She'amru Mutarim Legalech B'moed Bishalo Hayalahem Penai. Right, all the people that we said they were allowed to shave on Chalamoid, that's when they didn't have an opportunity to do it beforehand. Right, the guy who came from Medina Sayyam and the guy who came out of the jail where in those days clearly they didn't let you shave, apparently. Aval hayalahem p'nai asurim. But if they had the opportunity and they blew it, so why should we let them shave on Chalamoid? They're like everybody else. They should have shaved before and they had the time. That is those cases. But Nazir u'mitzora, right? And then Nazir and the leper, afal pisha hayalahem p'nai, Mutar, even if they had time before, they are indeed permitted. Why should that be? Shelo yishov karbanos sehem. We don't want to push off or delay their karbanos. Right? In order to bring their karbanos, they have to shave, they have to go through the tamar process. We want them to bring their karbanos. Right? That's an incentive. But the guy who came, got off of a boat, we're not bringing any karbanos. So if he had time before, great. And if not, tough luck. The Nazir and the Mitzora, we specifically want them to so that they can bring their korbanos. Okay. Tana, so we learned HaKohen VeHa'Avel Mutarim B'Giluach. The Kohen and the Avel are permitted to shave. Now, obviously, we're talking about on Chol HaMoed. What is the case? That's a very general statement the Gemara is essentially saying. We talk about an Avel and Shiva and Shloshim, who knows? So Gemara answers as follows. In Lema, maybe you'll say as follows. Shechal Shmini Shelo Be'erev HaRegel. That the eighth day of his mourning fell on Erev Yontif. Right? Which means if Yontif is Wednesday night, Shiva finished on Tuesday. Wednesday is already day 8, right? And then he should have shaved on day 8 in honor of Yontif. He should have shaved on Wednesday during the day, and since he didn't, tough luck, Charlie, you can't shave on Chol HaMoed. Elo, rather, what's the case? Shechal Shmini Shelo L'Hiyos B'Shabbos Erev HaRegel. Maybe it's a case where the 8th day of your mourning, right, with the day you're supposed to shave, Erev Yontif, but it's Shabbos, so you can't shave. So even in that case, the Gemara says, Ibaile, the Geluche, Erev Shabbos, he should have shaved Erev Shabbos on day 7. Right, why should that be? So the reason that should be, you have to come back tomorrow. We'll explain. This concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.